sa tagal kong dalangiti na lang iaharap para walang sisire. Walang nakakaalam, ilang buwan na lang. Sikreto mapait, huwag ka nang kakapit. Bumitaw sa pagkaligaw, harapin mo na walang mawawala. Kung aamin, kesa itulak mo papalayo itong paulit-ulit na bayo. Nagilalim na sugat ang bumuto sa aking mga nadatnan. Pumuhos mga luha sa hagdan, nagbabakasakaling mahagkan. Manalim-lalim na sugat ang bumuto sa aking mga nadatnan. Pumuhos mga luha sa hagdan, nagbabakasakaling.
This is Sound Effects, a radio playground, a compendium of radio theater, comedy, and the audio arts, with your host, Jerry Stearns. Good evening, I'm Jerry Stearns, and tonight on Sound Effects, we're continuing a story we just began last week. It's Ruby 14, Spooks of the Ancient Nulians. Now, Ruby and her team are on Sumanula at Sidi Infini, and Ruby is hired to enter the center of the city. Now, nobody knows quite what's there. It's sacred to some, and it's forbidden to others. They say that those who go in may never come out. Well, we'll hope to find out where that goes. Then the digital circus is back in town. Nightmare Ellie is hired to play an evil clown, and Bootsy the android becomes an aerialist up at the top of the big top, and the little Fritzy from several episodes ago shows up in Kapoor's dreams. So there's lots going on, but we have all the rest of the story for you here tonight. At least the story so far, because there appears to be more coming. Here's the next chapter of Ruby 14. It's called Master Droid, What's the Weather?
Yeah?
I am a friend.
A friend of who?
You.
I know you?
In a way.
What way?
In a way is.
And what is the way is?
In this way, it's a way out.
You want out?
I want to stay out.
They looking for you?
There is no they.
They'll be back. Do you know Cafe Cuckatoo?
No.
I'll be there. Hello, Jake.
Ruby.
Have a seat. You look okay.
And you?
That little Fritzy. You knew her.
Just a little.
When she was here, you were her protector.
She didn't need me.
What'd she say about the center?
What she knew, she never said.
That sounds like a Fritz.
Do you know the Soother?
No.
She's a mystic. A soothsayer. She tells people whatever is.
Did the Fritzy see the soother?
I don't know if anyone has seen her.
You spoke to her?
The Fritzy asked the soother about the center. I heard this voice say,
"You do not see the way they are. You see the way you are."
So even if you see the center, will you see it?
How do I see the soother?
Like I said, no one ever does.
This will fit.
That I will not wear.
But you'll be funny.
I will not look like a baboon's butt.
But...
Oh, I like this one.
It's too pretty.
Listen, runt. I look pretty when I want to.
Okay. Okie dokie.
For Pete's sake, be nice. Hey, you, Rhodey, I'm sorry. I'm really sorry, okay?
Okay.
God, it's hard to be soft.
Ah, Ruby, the Galactic Gumshoe.
My old friend, the Tuca.
Master Droid, a drink? The usual?
Why not?
Master Droid.
Got it.
He hears everything.
Master Droid, what's the weather?
Today, sunny. Tonight, chilly.
Master is droid discreet.
Thank you.
Now, where were we?
We? Nowhere.
And here we are, right in the middle of it.
I like this desert oasis.
City Infini is strangely friendly.
Do you know the soothsayer they call the Soother?
No, not really.
Seymour said you and the Soother helped him to go down below.
And what did I get? Not a thing.
C said I can trust you.
Ruby, have you ever trusted any of the me's that were me?
No.
Round, Robbie, for you, Ms. Gummy Shoe. And for you, Tuca, too, a whirly, swirly scum rudgeon.
Thank you, Master Droid.
A swirly scum rudgeon?
Oh, it is the finest.
It is rot gut.
So is life.
Do you need some noogies? Here.
My world has turned good.
Tuca, the Soother. Get me in touch, okay?
If she so wishes, she will.
Take care, Tuc.
May there be more?
Noogies, one never knows. Why am I feeling sorry for the Tuc? What is wrong with me?
Watch yourself with Big Charlie.
Why?
A couple of fresh techies, self-motivated Big Charlie.
To do what? Roam around sticking holes in everyone?
He now has what they call a brain.
He's an inflatable mammoth.
There's a lot of solid in him.
Well, he certainly likes to step on people.
It's rarely intentional.
Nightmare Ellie better watch herself.
He did squash her.
Several times.
Hello, fellow elemental.
The boxer?
Just passing through.
I'm seeing the desert sights.
This city, Infini, it's a curious little hamlet.
It's friendly.
You still playing the protector?
We're all outsiders here.
They don't trust you?
Trust is hard to earn, especially when you're in nowhere.
Well, it was nice to see you, Jake. And thanks for your desert wisdom.
I think you'll need a lot more.
Wow, this is a really big top. Oof, my God, you got 3 rings. Why am I only a clown?
You can be an aerialist.
Be a what?
An aerial artist. You know,
Yike.
What the hell is that?
You don't know.
Way up there?
With hoops and slings and trapeze.
I'd be crazy to go up there. Where's that barely off the ground tightrope?
That was our mini circus. We had no big top, only a little top.
Wait, that's a tightrope. That's barely off the ground.
That is for Big Charlie.
A friggin' mammoth walking on a tightrope?
It's tricky.
All right, I'll be a friggin' clown.
This is quite a circus for a little city in the sand. Where's your audience?
People live out there, out in the dunes and in the mountains. You rarely see them. They blend right in.
If they blend in, how do you keep an eye on them?
We don't.
You need security.
Why?
You've got a big circus. You've got a lot to protect.
Is that a threat?
No, I'm just saying. That's what I used to do. Protect.
I know.
I like this little city. It's got something. And this circus, it's a big distraction.
Distracting from what?
All I'm saying, watch who you let in.
You're saying we need protection?
I can offer it.
For a fee?
For free.
Why?
The criminal element. They're scattered, but they'll be back.
Back for what?
For whatever's in the center.
Yeah?
Miss Ruby?
Yes?
You wish to enter? Center?
I do, but how?
They say, when your mind disappears, your center appears.
Then I'll always be out here. You still there?
There is a rock. Know it and sit.
Sit on a rock?
Sit and wait.
And?
When it is time to go, you will know.
Sit on a rock.
I thought the soother was an infinity.
Who knows what she is?
What kind of a rock?
One I can sit on.
Just a rock?
Well, rocks are pretty arbitrary.
Ask Bootsy.
Does Bootsy know rocks?
She knows how to listen.
Do rocks talk to her?
It's the infinity, she listens to.
They talk to her?
No, but she listens.
Where's that repo girl?
She's looking.
For what?
For something.
To repo?
Repo what?
Repo where?
Where does a what?
He's asking for it.
Rhodey, ask Bootsy to call me, okay?
Okay.
Later.
Bootsy called me Rhodey. Maybe she's trying to be nice.
Don't get in arm's length.
I knew I'd never find the rock. But Bootsy is an android, one of those super models that does listen. She hears things we never do. Yeah?
I have been told you need a rock.
I do. Do you know why?
I do.
Are you imitating me?
Am I imitating you?
Yeah.
Maybe.
Don't.
I won't. You want a rock?
You know what I want, right?
Right.
One I can sit on.
A flatty Right.
It may be near the center.
It may be. We will see.
Can she be me?
I'm a clown. What do I do?
What are you?
What do I... Ah.
Are you funny?
I think I am.
Then be a mime.
Mimes not funny.
They think they are.
I hate mimes.
A jester? A fool? A cop? A doctor? A boxer? A tramp?
I won't be no bozo.
Maybe an upside-down clown.
Walk on my hands. Do you know who I am?
A sadistic clown? An inflatable fiendish clown? A spooky evil clown? A creepy clown?
I can be creepy. I love to creep.
I'll bet you do.
What will I look like?
You look like evil.
Evil? That's a clown?
The crowd will love it.
I can be really evil.
I know.
Where's my costume?
Right this way, Ms. Nightmare.
You want Bootsy to be you?
Yeah.
Do you know what happened when they thought she was you? The jackalope shot a hole in her.
You patched her up.
But Bootsy is one of us.
And then she can be me.
Why?
Sometimes I don't want to be me.
Nightmare Ellie? What evil did you show her?
A mirror.
Oh, you didn't.
No. No, never.
She'd probably love it.
I showed Ms. Nightmare the classic horror clown costume.
Did she like it?
She didn't. But when she put it on, it became alive.
Ellie has clown evil in her soul.
Are evil clowns funny?
No. So watch yourself. They can turn on you.
I know the rock.
You found it?
I did.
Is it sittable?
It is covered with a carpet.
The rock is beneath a rug?
A faded, hand-woven red rug.
Where is it?
There is a shop. It is called The Mask.
The Mask.
They make spirit masks.
Masks for your spirit?
Masks to wear.
Wear for what?
For the center.
I thought the Infinies stay out of the center.
They do not go as they are.
They wear masks.
When they enter, there is a reason.
Is the center sacred?
For some.
For others, they find their own center.
How do I get in?
They say there is the street, but if you take it, you will be where you were.
Yeah, they all go in circles.
Near the shop is the rock. It is beneath a red carpet. The rock is 1 meter high. There you will sit.
That sounds all right.
You will sit and sit. And when you know,
you go.
When I know.
Bring a mask. When you know you are in, wear it.
Is that it?
Sit. Is it?
Wait. If you see the boxer, watch yourself. If need be me.
Why don't you just storm on in?
Storm into the center?
This is no man's land.
You think there's something in there?
Someone thinks so.
Is the boss man back?
No, but his offer is.
Where are you staying?
Hotel Grand, whatever.
Grand La Wazoo?
Yeah.
That gumshoe stays there.
That who?
That Ruby. The gumshoe.
Why is she here?
I hear she wants to retire.
In this friggin' desert?
It can grow on you.
I don't think so. There's a lot of nuggies. If I can get in.
Try it. You might get lucky.
You know, no one gets in.
But if you do, let me know.
If I find something, I'll keep it.
You do that. Then try to get out.
The Mask was a shop that made masks. The masks hung on the walls. They were plain, simple masks. They seemed to emanate a kind of calm stillness, like, this can be your life if the next damn thing doesn't happen. I was standing there trying to decide when the shopkeeper pointed to a mask, a plain, quiet face. He unhooked it, handed it to me. I started to put it on, but he said, not yet. I tried to pay, but he shook his head. And then he pointed. Near his shop was a faded red hand-woven rug. It covered a large lump. I sat down. The lump was solid. I watched as people passed by. No one seemed to notice me. I don't know how long I sat. Finally, the shopkeeper came out. He pointed to a narrow street. It was more like a slit between the walls. He motioned for me to enter. I had to slide in sideways. It was long. It curved. I felt it would narrow down to nothing. And then the street ended.
I want to be a dancer.
Okay.
An aerial dancer.
Way up there?
Way up.
Can you dance with hoop?
Mm-hmm.
Flings?
Mm-hmm.
Trapeze?
I'll dance with whatever is up there.
It won't be me.
I know. Okay?
Okay.
Bootsy, an aerialist?
That's what Kapoor said.
You mean at the top of the big top?
At the very top.
Does she know what she's doing?
I hope so.
Will there be a net?
No.
There are some things Bootsy can't do.
Does she know that?
No.
To dance up there, she'll have to train a lot.
She will. But...
What?
She will improvise.
And?
It doesn't always work.
I stood in an open square. There were four narrow walkways, headed off in different directions. Across the square was a cafe. It had a sign, but I couldn't read it. I put on my mask. Now I could. The Cafe of Forgotten Memories. I crossed the square. I stepped inside. There were eight others sitting there. All wore masks. I didn't know infinies wore masks, but they do when they're in the center. The Cafe of Forgotten Memories had a silence. Conversations didn't exist. Not that it was silent. My thoughts were so damn loud. Most of my memories I'd rather forget. I watched the others. There was no sound, no movement. They just sat there. Were they remembering? Were they smiling? Were they frowning? Who knows? We all wore masks.
Kusha cut that wicked clown down.
They have fallen for my evil charms.
You got a good thing going. Don't blow it.
Are we talking about the circus?
The criminal element.
I thought they got blown away.
Pieces get replaced.
Yeah, there's always be crime and crooks.
That was our life.
Not mine. Not now.
Good days for evil clowns?
I love their boos and their hisses.
You really know how to be nasty.
I wallow in my wickedness.
Be careful. The boxer is back.
I hear he's been sniffing. And you?
That's not my world. This is.
Friggin' desert?
I like this city. I don't know what it is, but there's something here.
It is resilient.
I'd like it to stay that way.
Tell you what. Watch my back. I'll watch yours. Okay?
Okay.
Shake?
Shake. Good grip. Good muscle.
This evil stays in shape.
Good to see you, Ellie.
Take care, Mr. Jake.
Now, the boxer was staying at a hotel we call the Grand Wazoo. The Infinies call it something else, but it sounded similar, so for us, Wazoo it was. Now, Ruby was staying at the hotel, but she wasn't there. Bootsy was, and she could pass for a private eye wearing a trench coat with the collar pulled up. Wasn't a bad idea. This desert gets cold at night. Bootsy was looking a lot like Ruby, even though Ruby didn't look like that. But, like they say, she was looking good.
I didn't expect this lobby to be so lively.
They've come to see the circus.
Are you Ruby the Gumshoe?
Yeah. And you?
The boxer.
Do you box?
I used to.
Why are you here?
Passing through.
Passing through the middle of a desert?
I heard it's an oasis. I stopped for a drink.
It's a quaint little city.
What's this I hear about the center?
What did you hear?
Almost no one gets in.
That may be.
But there is the one who knows.
Knows for a price?
Of course.
He or she has four tentacles, three eyes, a blue mustache, and a red fez.
Well, can that one get me in?
If you have the nuggies.
Have you ever seen anyone go in?
I did.
Did they come out?
I didn't see.
What's in there?
Some say it may be sacred. For others, it isn't.
Is it?
See for yourself.
I was about to leave the Cafe of Forgotten Memories, but in front of me was a glass of mint tea. Was it compliments of the house? I raised my mask just a little. It was good. When I was little, I was magical. I could slow time. Not that I was good at it. I wanted to stop time. But I could slow it just enough to step aside. They thought I was quick. I wanted to be so quick I could disappear. It wasn't until later I learned there were those who could suspend time. And I learned how to slow the moment, stretch it, extend it. I couldn't do it for long. It takes so much energy. But when a bullet or a blast is headed my way, I slow it down, and then I let him have it.
Suck on this, sucker!
These are my memories? What kind of life was that? In a way, my life was okay.